Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Oluseye Ashiru, and I am going to be reading A Lifestyle of Prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you because you are a perfect example of what living a life of prayer looks like. Holy Spirit, we ask that as we go into your word and as we connect together over your word today, that you will be present with us. You will give us your grace. You'll give us your insight, give us your clarity, and open our eyes to see wondrous things in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture for today is Daniel 6:10, and it says, "But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God." What do we call someone who bakes? A baker? What do we call someone who teaches? A teacher? What do we call someone who prays then? A prayer? While we may not refer to a person who prays as a prayer, I have used this analogy to raise an important point with you as you read this. Prayer is not something we do, it is who we are. Read that again, but this time, let it sink in as you read slowly. Prayer is not something we do, it is who we are. When we pray, we do not merely repeat vain words to some invisible being up in the sky, but we communicate with God, with whom we have a relationship. Thomas Watson says, "Prayer delights God's ear, it melts his heart." Our prayers, communication between God and us, should not be a matter of routine or religion. They should flow naturally from who we are and our deep connection with our Father in heaven. Think about how your child knocks on your door or barges into your room if they are little and immediately starts to speak with you about something that's happening to them at that moment. They don't book an appointment to talk to you or set the alarm to remember to chat with you. They have random conversations with you based on proximity with you. Our Heavenly Father desires that we communicate with Him, chat about anything and everything, and become so close that we no longer view prayer as a time to formally approach God as though we were strangers. When we say something is a lifestyle, it suggests it is not some occasional visit. It is something that happens often and repeatedly. The dictionary describes the word lifestyle as a person's typical way of life or a group of people. The typical way means how they would normally live out their lives. Living a lifestyle of prayer means that prayer becomes our regular and standard way of living. True prayer is neither a mere mental exercise nor a vocal performance. It is far deeper than that. It is a spiritual transaction with the Creator of heaven and earth. That is a quote by Charles Spurgeon. If God wants us to make prayer a part of our regular, everyday, ordinary lives, how can we get ourselves into that kind of perspective about prayer? How do we make prayer a lifestyle? Remember that God desires fellowship with us. That is precisely why He created man and placed him in Eden to fellowship with Him daily. God doesn't want us to visit merely. He wants us to dwell in His presence daily. Cultivate a mindset of developing intimacy with God through constant fellowship, through prayer and reading God's word. As you practice making prayer a lifestyle, you can start by setting up reminders throughout your day until you make a habit of praying and talking to God. Mama, set up reminders around you daily to help put God in your thoughts throughout your day. God does not want you to be limited to only your quiet time each day. Involve God in your every decision as you would another friend or family member. Taking intentional steps to speak with God about everything in our lives helps us remember He is there for us through every area of our lives. Sisters, as we desire to make prayer a lifestyle, it is important for us to remember that God is close to us And his greatest desire for us is that we fellowship with him as we grow in intimacy. Oswald Chambers says, prayer does not feed us for the greater work. Prayer is the greater work. And I trust the Lord that as we have spent time in his word today, that he will give us the grace to indeed cultivate a lifestyle of prayer in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Lord, I confess that sometimes I find it easier to compartmentalize my life and keep you out of certain areas. I know you want to connect and fellowship with me every minute of my day. From this moment, I commit to building a lifestyle of prayer and becoming a woman of prayer. I will no longer allow myself to see prayer as a chore, but I will delight in your presence always. In Jesus' name, amen.